Okay. We're on page Tavkuf Ayin Aleph. I want to begin from the end of Tavkuf Ayin to review the last few lines of Tavkuf Ayin. That's where we were up to at the end last week. We're learning a very remarkable sugya. It's the sugya of Bitachon and Hishtadlus. But in order to understand the Oimek, that Bitachon and Hishtadlus are not really on a deeper level conflicting responsibilities and conflicting ways in our Avodas Hashem, but rather it's a zivug. It's really the mating of the Zachar / Nes and the Nekeva, Teva, that we've been learning about. So we're talking about Shalom Bayis. We're actually talking about Shalom Bayis. And I, even though I know it's Erev Yontif, and we usually switch to a topic for Yontif, but I really am very, very, I'm very determined to continue not to lose the Mahalach here, because it's going to be the Yom Tovim coming up, and I want to keep us in the sugya, not to lose the continuity. So we're actually going to be talking about Chanukah in a minute. So we have to close our eyes and imagine that all of Klal Yisrael has already been nechtav in the Sifrim Shel Tzadikim, and it's a cold winter day, and we have our coats and gloves and everything, and it's the light of Chanukah that's shining, and Mitzvashem will be able to hopefully warm up a little bit. So at the end of Tavkuf Ayin, just the last six, seven lines where we were holding. We were holding by the entrance into Eretz Yisrael. Because the Chalban was explaining the nature of the bris. I wanted to review this because it's Mamish Pashas Nitzavim. That's where we're holding right now. Atin Nitzavim Hayom Kochem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. About to enter into the land. Just about to enter into the land. And Hashem is making a bris with Am Yisrael. That's this week's parasha. So we just ended last week. V'hine v'shar sh'amdu Yisrael l'hikones la'aretz shu mamish ma'ira la'ela esoid knisas hadchur benukva. You remember, this is what we're talking about at the end. Why was it that in order to come into the land, there was suddenly this tremendous, tremendous need for Tikkun HaBris. Bris Mamish, Bris Mila, and there was a new Bris that was made with us upon entering the land. What is the nature of this Bris? So Bris always means the joining together of Zachar and Nekeva, of Yisod and Malchus. So hine b'shosh omdi yisod ikonis l'arish u'mamish ma'ir la'ela soid knisas hadchur benukva. Am Yisrael is coming into Eretz Yisrael. Is the sod, is the mystery, the secret of the dechura, of the union of the zachar and the nukva, the nekeva. Shehi soid Eretz Yisrael. That's our home. That's where we're looking for shalom bayis in our home with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, that's Kutcher Bichu and Shchinte. And remember that Hakadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol does not want. In order that he create a world for open miracles. He created a world where there would be the union of the Zachar and the Nekeva, the Neis, which is the Zachar, Kutchabichu, and the Nekeva, which is Malchus, Shechina, Knesset Yisrael, where everything is a miracle, but the miracles are hidden in the way of Teva, so that Am Yisrael, the Nekeva, we have this Shutfus, this amazing, amazing Shutfus, that we work together to perfect our lives and to perfect this world, which is what Rosh Hashanah really is all about. And that's the inyan of HaMelech and Gilui HaMalchus and Tikkun HaMalchus on Rosh Hashanah, V'yitn Lucha Kesa Melucha, our being able to participate in the unfolding of creation and the tachas of creation and placing the crown Kivyachol on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head. And Eishes Chal Ateres Bala, and that Hashem looks at us and smiles because we're His Eishes Chal, and we're the crowning glory of his Malchus. That's really what it's all about, that we should be Mamlech Hashem. That we should be Mamlech Hashem. That we should blow the shofar and coronate the king. But that has to take place in that way of Nes and Teva. Of Nes, the miraculous, and and nature, where just as in the yichud of a husband and wife, of the zacher and the keva, the zacher is hidden within the nekeva. That's how this yichud takes place between Nes and Teva, which is the soul of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem took us out of the desert. The desert was a place where it was not l'chadchila, even though it was great and we enjoyed the ride, there were all kinds of amazing miracles. It was all Nes, it was all about the Zohar, it was all about Hashem. It was all about Isarus al-Eila, about an awakening from above. But that's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Hini Hutzuchu Yisrael, Lomul, we had to have a Bismillah, Kedei L'Sakinis. I'm reading the end of Tav Kain, just reviewing. Kedei L'Sakinis Mechinis HaYisod. There needed to be a big tikkun in the Bechin of Yisod. Sod HaBris, which is the secret of the Bris. Sod Knisas Adchur Benukfut, which is the Sod of a holy and healthy union between, that takes place between the Zohar and the Nekeva. Again, that means the miraculous, Kutchabrichu, and the Nekeva, which is nature, which is Shechina, which is Knesset Yisrael. Shuhuhu Sait HaKarach HaElyon HaNosan L'Nulas L'Schail, which gives the Jewish people miraculous abilities to fight our way and make our way through history. Although these miracles are concealed, are hidden, are covered, but this yichud of the zacher within the nekeva translates in our lives as a koach elyon, as some great supernal koach that we have that's enclosed in teva hanos lanu lasas chayil, that gives us the ability to be strong and to be courageous and to be victorious in our battles. Sod hashefa eloki is the sod of Hashem's brachas, that all mislabesh b'nishmasenu, that become enclosed in our neshamas, umnasenu lifal gedolus v'netzuras b'kiddush shmei yisbarach b'olam, and lift us up to give us the ability to do amazing things, to be mekadoshim Hashem in the world, umahava banu b'chinas neshama chaya b'guf bari v'chasun. And it's like the neshama that's in a healthy body. Pu'ula elokis elyona, this is the tachlis, that there should be a great, mysterious, hidden pu'ul alokis, pu'ula on Hashem's part, which is taking place enclosed the b'chira enoshis mufutachas, with a developed and healthy choice, the way of choosing, and a life of choosing on the part of human beings. This, by the way, is nogea to the tkufa that we've been passing through, that we're in, to remind ourselves what does it mean to have a Jewish army, and how is a Jewish army different than all other armies of the world? So it's very much nogea to what's been happening to us and what we've been living through. So on page Tavkuf Ayin Aleph, Chanukah. Now, Hinei Naskil V'Novin Shadovizeh Humamish B'chinis Chanukah. We can now understand that all that we are learning is Mamish, the Inyan of Chanukah, Shusait Hezgalus Hadchur B'soich Hanukvah, which is the mystery of the Hezgalus, the revelation of the Dechura, of the Zacha, the male, Kutchabichu, B'soich Hanukvah, concealed within the Nekeva, within Knesset Yisrael. Nes is hidden within Teva. V'ayinu, Shibachitzani is Nirish Amakabim Lachamu Upalu. One of the favorite holidays, of course, of secular Jews, of non-believing Jews, or Jews who claim not to believe, is Chanukah, because here we have the powerful Maccabim, the soldiers, finally Jews, have been able to free themselves of the shackles of religion, of Torah learning that weighs us down and forces us to be stuck in the yeshiva, not where we can't exercise, where we can't work out, and we become flabby, or we remain forever skinny and undernourished, and so on. Now, so the secular Jews are thrilled. The Makkabim. This is the holiday. This is the holiday of all secular Jews, the greatest holiday, because it celebrates the world of Teva. It celebrates nature. It celebrates health, it celebrates military strength, and it celebrates what, in the mind of the secular Jew, is all that's missing from Klal Yisrael throughout the long years of our galus. So, b'chitzayin is nirish ha-makabim lochem o'apalu. When you look at what happened in Chanukah, b'chitzayin is, when we just look at the facts, when we watch the film, we see Makabim, the Makabim fought and were very successful. So it's all about this amazing uprising, for the same reason that secular Jews would celebrate the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. Finally, Jews are actually doing something on their own, so it appears, doing something on their own. So here we have the Maccabim, and this is great. And they're fighting, and they're successful. That's all what we see in the Chitzonius, which is, of course, the way that people outside of Torah Mitzvahs look at the world. Aval bepnimius, but the truth is, in a very deep and hidden way, aval bepnimius, in truth there was an amazing Ruach Hashem. The Zohar was there with the Nekeva, of course, as it is in the union between husband and wife, where you don't see that part of the Zohar. It's hidden within the Nekeva. So one would see and would imagine that everything about the baby is only, and everything that takes place is only the woman, but really the Milchama, the war, took place with the Ruach Hashem that was upon us, the Shefa HaTchur, and the Shefa, the Bracha of the Tchur, Hayu B'Koach Adir, was B'Koach Adir, with a tremendous strength, the Nishmas HaChashmanoim, that was filling the Nishamas and the Gufim of the Chashmanoim, V'Ozanisim V'Niflos Nistarim, and Hashem, through Teva, through the warriors, through the Maccabim, Hashem performed great miracles and wonders, hidden miracles and wonders, mulboshim bedarchi teva, that were enclosed in teva. Shechein heimishtamshu bedarchi teva, because the Maccabim, the Chashmonaim, were fighting bedarchi teva with weapons, and with military, brilliant military strategy, they were using that in the war, with tremendous chachma and strategy, military strategy, and with great hishtadlus, great human, tremendous human input and effort. That's how it all looks. That's what we see on the film. We just see the Nekeva, we just see Malchus, we just see Knesset Yisrael, we just see Teva. Where is God? We don't see God on the film. Of course, bepnimius, haya hakol shefa elyon mishmaya. In pnimius, everything was shefa elyon mishmaya. V'hine, tzarech lahaskil davar malk. We have to understand it in a very deep way. That when we're talking about this madrega of shutfus, remember that's the tachlis, husband, wife, shalom bayis, chasam kala, zachan nekeva, shutfus, nasa odom, together, Hashem and us, that's what he wants. Otherwise he could have just had the neshamas remain neshamas. But God forbid, if the guf doesn't have any connections to the neshama, then the person doesn't believe in anything, and that's not the tachlis. And everything returns to tov avo. So he nitzarach laskel davar amok v'hainu shebebchinas madrega zu shel shutfus, regarding this madrega of the shutfus, of the partnership with the zochah nekeva, the marriage, ein klal stira ben hanes l'teva. There is no contradiction between nes, between the miraculous and teva and nature. V'hainu ben hanukva v'atchura. There is no stira between the nukva, the nekeva, the nekeva, and the tchur and the zacha, between the female and the male. There's total shalom bayis. Bahinu. Shekoach hanukva, the strength of the nukva, shehi sod hateva, which is the sod of nature, of human input, effort, hishtadlus, and so on. Tzarech lios b'mitovo mamish. Has to be at his best. Has to be at his best. Just like a person has to work hard to make a living. The Maccabim and the Chashmonaim had to work hard to fight and to develop, to whatever degree was possible, to develop their skills in fighting and to devise strategies to win the war. They made Tov HaMamish, to develop Teva in the best way, to build a strong army, a strong economy. And all of the all of the features of a healthy world of Tava. And that's exactly what the Chashmonaim, remember the Chashmonaim is Knesset Yisrael, the Nekeva, the bride, the wife. That's exactly what they did. Hishtadluyos Rabos Ma'od Bimulchama. With tremendous hishtadlus, they went to war. And we know that they were great warriors. Vishimush B'tachsisim Metuch Kamim Rabbi Ma'od. And they used brilliant military strategy and planning. V'haya Yehuda Maccabi Matzvi Godel. And Yehuda Maccabi was a tremendous, tremendous military man. The Chochma Samalchama was a big, big genius in Chochma Samalchama, in the Chochma of Malchama of war. The Kolzei Amamish Mikorach HaNukva Shehi'ir Behem. And all of that was the light of Nukva, of the Nekeva, of the Eish Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, Shechina. Again, Teva, Hishtadlus, to do your best. Vainu Sod HaMalchus Shi Sod HaTeva, which is the secret of Malchus, the Sod of Teva, of nature. So we would see the Maccabim working out and training and sitting in the strategy room planning the next step in the war and so on. Tremendous koach. Ki Yisrael osachayil. Yisrael osachayil. We were able to be successful at war. The kochal gadol, and we had tremendous strength. Vav bilavushia teva. And even in the levushim of nature of this world, Hina Yisrael Heim Am Chacham Benavon Yosim Mikol Umas Olam, the Jewish people are naturally blessed. Again, if you don't want to say that there's God, there's no Zacha, that's your business. But the Jewish people have been naturally blessed with tremendous Chachma, tremendous intelligence, tremendous talent and creativity from all of the nations of the world, Ben Am Chacham Benavon. So that Koach of Teva, of Malchus, of being a wonderful, healthy kala for the Chosn for Hashem, is developed more in Am Yisrael than any other nation that exists. Utzvar Yisrael Tzivais Hashem Hu. And the Jewish army is Hashem's army. V'na'adnu lios hamiskadmim b'kol hatchumim. And we were designated by Hashem to move forward and to progress and to conquer in all ways. Ki sod ha'teva, because the mystery of Teva is the light of Shechina. That's Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, we shouldn't imagine, we shouldn't think for a moment that the nations of the world, the Goyim, who are only able to have the fringe benefits of their being in Eretz Yisrael in the world, that they should be what? Yumufutachim Yosef b'derech ha'teva miYisrael am krovo. That they should be better soldiers. That their teva should be more developed. That their malchus should be more developed than Hashem's army. Now that's what, throughout all of the years that we didn't have our own land and we were divided and dispersed before the light of Mashiach began to shine in the world and we were returning to our land. So we were kicked around and beaten up in Golas. But all of that was not the teva of Am Yisrael. The return to Eretz Yisrael, the illumination of Jewish nature, includes healthy, strong, able-bodied men and women, intelligent, creative, and physically developed and healthy people. We're Hashem's people, we're Hashem's army. Why should we? What? It doesn't make sense that our teva should be a teva, that our teva should be a teva that is inferior to the teva of the Umas HaOlam. This has only been mezgala now as we draw closer to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Shehem heim mekoris hashefa lebechinas hateva v'havaya chomis kula. So, of course, of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is the makor of what? Of all of the brachas in teva throughout the entire world. All of existence, it all comes from us. So why should we be pushovers? Why should we be weaklings? Why should we not have a strong, healthy army? Why shouldn't we be able to develop a strong, healthy economy and to eat well and to exercise and to be and to be able to exist in a normal way in the world of Teva. All the brachas of Teva come from us.
So Yehuda Maccabee the Tzaddik was very, very matzliach, amazingly matzliach in Darchei HaMelchama, in war.
Tzva Yisrael begvuras oilam, a powerful Jewish army, begvuras oilam, a tremendous strength and courage. Ella shahanuk v'lohaisa levada chalila, but chas v'shom we shouldn't think that it was an almana, that or Am Yisrael's a grusha, or that Am Yisrael's a single lonely girl. Chas v'chalila. Yehuda Maccabee, the Chashmonaim, our army was not a nukva by herself, was not in the keva by herself. And the keva by herself is incapable of such war. Then we're the weakest people in the world. Then we're the ones that are most easily pushed around. V'adchura, the tchura, the zocher, or kutcher bichu hoyim alubish b'yesa seis v'yesa oz. But rather the zocher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our husband, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appeared in our lives v'yesa seis v'yesa oz with greater strength and greater courage. B'b'chinas ha'yichud, and there was a tremendous yichud of zocher in the keva. Yet on the film you don't see the zocher, you never do. The zocher is hidden in the nekeva. B'b'chinas ha'yichud shel ha'yisod ha'chai b'soich ha'malchus. Yisod ha'chai, as we spoke about, again, not being graphic, but when that eiver of the husband is chai, is alive and strong and powerful inside the world of Malchus, and there's a yichud between chasna and kala, and therefore there comes brocha, just like there comes brocha when the yichud of the chasna and kala, and both of them are healthy, and they have that union. A tremendous koach came down from above. There was a union between the zach and the keva, where all of the bracha was infused into the nekeva, just as between the husband and wife, where there isn't any chalil, anything that's going outside of the nekeva, outside of the kala of the wife. Finally, is gala kenes. Therefore, on the outside, we didn't see anything spilling out on the outside, and we didn't see open miracle in the war. Even though, as he'll talk about in a second, it was a gibor miachaloshim. But one could explain, one could say, just like people nowadays say, how is it possible that the Jews were able to stand up to a billion crazy paradigms? How are we able to stand up to the whole world, Lamaise? So also the world thinks of all kinds of strange and interesting ways to explain Jewish survival and how a Jewish army is able to be successful. But because why? Because the Metzius is Hayin Shaloyes Gala Kenes Al Tivi. There was no Gilui. It wasn't an open miracle. It wasn't open. It was a Yichud of the Zachar in the Keva. The Zachar is inside in the Keva. You don't see the Zachar. Therefore, you can explain everything according to nature. You don't see the miracle. You don't see the Zachar. Everything can be explained. I mean, it's oftentimes a stretch of the imagination, but can it be explained? It can be explained b'doichak. B'derech HaTeva, things can be explained. Why is it that the Jews are so successful with these things? Why is it that the Jews have survived all of the stuff that we've survived? So they try, and this, again, it's a big stretch, but it can be explained B'derech HaTeva, because the Zocher is hidden inside the Nekeva. Shelein Hizgala Kenes Al Tivi, therefore there was no Hizgalas of a supernatural miracle. We'll talk about the jar of oil in a minute. Ela kekoch atzum, tremendous koach, shein chilam Yeshua, that our Jewish soldiers, the Maccabim, were filled with an unbelievable merits and koach, tremendous energy, tremendous strength, tremendous hislavus, but teres nitzachon itram, and they were crowned with victory. V'heyer moicham limtzay tachsisim nefloim, and in a total natural way, they would be sitting around the table with big maps and with a blackboard and putting pins on the blackboard, like in any strategy room by any war. And you know, all of a sudden, this woman have this idea, gewalt, eureka, let's try this, let's try that, merdik, fantastic military strategy. Could it be explained up Yederach HaTeva that the Jews were terrific strategists,
Yes. And could you say, oh, it's just such a coincidence that all of a sudden it was Rommel's Rebbetzin's birthday, and therefore he left the front, and the Germans were defeated in North Africa, and just before they were about to make their campaign into Sinai, and to be able to wipe out Chalila, the Yeshuv of Eretz Yisrael. So Rommel's Rebbetzin had a birthday. And Rommel, who was Bechlal, not as Lahut to murder Jews as his superiors, he wouldn't miss his wife's birthday. And because of that, he went, and there was the campaign in Africa, British and so on, American, Britain, British, and the German armies were pushed back. That was a major, major defeat, and the Yeshuv of Eretz Yisrael was spared. B'derech HaTeva, okay, Rommel's wife has a birthday every year. That it came out like that, and that the Nazi would do such a thing, which Lachar was very, very responsible as far as his time is concerned, that he left, and that the Germans couldn't manage without their general, and there are many, many other protim that I read about when I was younger, protim that were going on over there. Could they all be explained by the Chatava? Meachus. You could explain the B'derech HaTeva. Again, it's a little bit doicha when you put it all together in one package, but could each separate event be explained by the B'derech HaTeva? Yes. Altogether, did something amazing happen? Yes. But it happened with the Zachar concealed in the Nekeva, and therefore the Chashmonai came up with brilliant ideas. Now that we look back, we say it was brilliant, just like at the time when the Israelis were blowing up the nuclear reactor in Iraq. So that was the whole world, including the United States of America, went meshuga. How could they do such a thing? How did they do such a thing? How can you do such a thing? Agar, when everybody looks back, when any civilized person or any civilized nation looks back, they realize that it was all the Yad Hashem, Hashgacha Pratis, and it was all Malubish B'derech HaTeva, that all of those armies didn't rise up against us at that time. Again, can you explain B'derech HaTeva, why didn't that happen as a result of what took place with the nuclear reactor? Everything on its own, each piece can be explained B'derech HaTeva. So what happened with the Maccabim? Heyam Moichem Limtso Taksis in the Flame. Hashem, in a very hidden way, infiltrated into their brains. Hashem infiltrated into the brains of the Maccabim when they're sitting around looking at the maps, and said, go here, do this, do that. Again, their military moves that were successful, that were unbelievably successful. Beitzkoach gufam lilcham karayos, and Hashem strengthened their bodies. Again, you didn't see necessarily. It's not like they were flying; they didn't get wings, and it's not like they were behaving in a way that couldn't be explained somehow by the Torah. But they were fighting like lions. Turgam ayideha nukva lekoach tivi. The shefa that was coming from the Zohar was translated into physical actions by the Nekeva, by the Malchus, just like a woman through the union with her husband is able to bring a child into the world, a human being, a baby, a physical reality comes into the world. It's translated into something that you could see with your eyes. But at the moment of the union, the Zohar is inside of the Nekeva. El Shohai is a koach tivi. So it was a koach tivi with the Maccabim, it was a natural koach. But what? Shukulai pela otzum mamish. But the whole thing was pela otzum mamish. All together, it was a pela otzum. Murdik thing that happened over there. Vu mamish neis nistar. Mamish, a hidden miracle. Peis tof kuf ayin beis. Zuha siva, shayim mahalo shom. Now listen to this, chavre. Hold on to your seats. V'zu ha'siba sho'imim halal sho'alayim davki b'shemayna simei Chanukah v'lai b'Pesach. So one of the things that we talk about in halacha, and we talk about in pnimis nechsidis and so on, why is it that on Chanukah, which is a drabbanim deki yontiv, which is the last yontiv that we have, Chanukah, why is it that on Chanukah we zoich to say a full halal? Every day of Chanukah is a halal sho'alayim. And on Pesach, we say a half halal. Why Davke? He says, "Zuasim b'shem halosham Davke b'shmani simei Chanukah v'loy b'Pesach."
Why?
Chanukah sof kol sof. How could you compare Chanukah to Pesach? Pesach was mamish open miracles, the whole thing. Tremendous miracles, open, clear miracles. In Mitzrayim, after we left, it was all miracles. Mashen ken Chanukah.
Shekein kol sof b'svarim hakadoshim. We find in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Remark talks a lot about this. Says Soid HaHalal Hu HaMalchus, that the mystery of Halal is Malchus. Uksha HaHalal Eino Shalem, and when the Halal is not a full Halal, when it's Eino Shalem, Zemeid Shahamalchus Atzma Adayin Kitana. It means that the Malchus is still in a state of Katnus. Elisha kibla smallness, weakness. Elisha kibla siyua mila eila. The Malchus herself is weak, and she's receiving tremendous help from above. She's not in a place of shleimus. She receives tremendous help up from above. Zu b'chinas Mitzrayim. Now, everybody knows that when we were Mitzrayim, we were mamish, very, very weak. We were a damsel in distress. 49th level of Tumah. We were just about to slip into oblivion. We were at Erom Be'eria. We didn't have mitzvahs. We didn't have Torah. We were very, very weak. So in Mitzrayim, in that state of, where the Malchus was terribly, terribly weak, so in that state, we needed Kutcher Brichu to sweep in for the save. Zubachinis Mitzrayim. Shayenes Bliteva. So there was just Nes Bliteva. It was the Zachar taking his girl and just like Superman carrying, Hashem carried us in his arms and flew out of Mitzrayim and took us to Har Sinai. So that's really, it's terrific. But that Hallel is Eino Sholem. We're not talking about the first 2 days. We're talking about the whole Chalamoy, the whole Yom Tovah. It's Eino Sholem. It's not Sholem. Zubachinus Mitzrayim Shayenes Bliteva. Even though Mitzidenu, it was a lot of fun. It was a great ride. Hashem took us out in Akanfei Nisharim. That's not the Tachlis. It's not the Tachlis. It's not Sholem because it was not the husband and wife. It was only the husband. The wife was fainted. The wife had fainted. The wife passed out. That's us. So the Malchus was practically inactive. We had Shmila. No, Karban Pesach, but we were practically inactive, and our husband therefore was completely taken over. So it was all miracle, all zachar, with very little teva, very little malchus, very little nekeva, very little input on Klal Yisrael's part. Therefore, it's not a union, it's not sholem, it's not husband and wife, it's not a house. It's just the powerful chassan rescuing his kala. That's not a home. That's not a way to live. Shein neis bliteva. Vilo halal gomor. However, when it's halal gomor, hu sod hamalchus kishihi meleya. It's the sod of malchus kishihi meleya, when the kala is beautiful, and the kala is strong, and we have a husband and wife, we have a home, we have a yichud between chas and kala, we have neis and teva. Kshi malaya. V'usayd neis nistar, which is the secret, the mystery of what? Neis nistar, of hidden miracles. Shemelubash v'dachi ha-teva, they're enclosed in teva. Now we have a husband and wife, we have shleimus, we have full halal. Chanukah is full halal. Who sowed his slavshus adchur b'malchus. Now, of course, Purim is also hidden miracles. That's the whole nice of Purim, right? Esther is haster astir. However, remember, Chavah, that Chazal themselves say that Purim, we don't say hal because it took place in Chutzlars. And Eretz Yisrael is the place of the home. It's malchus. That's obvious. That Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, an Eretz Yisrael dike way of life. That's our home with Hashem. So Purim is in Chutzlars, and therefore, we don't say halal. Also, remember that according to the Meiri, the Kriyas HaMegillah that we read on Purim is a kiyum and halal. Therefore, the Meiri says not just the Meiri, but the Meiri says a bigger chiddush. The Meiri says that if one does not have the Megillah and you can't read the Megillah on Purim, you would say a whole halal.
It's an amazing thing. So it's all very, very hidden. Purim is so amazing that even the Halil is hidden in the Megillah. It's hidden in the Megillah. But whose site is Labshus at Churban Malchus? So that is the when is it a whole Halil? When it's a whole family, when it's husband and wife, when there's a yichud between husband and wife. When is that? When it's a shutfus, when it's bitachon and hishtadlus, when it's the yisod and malchus, when it's kutshav yichud and knesses yisrael and mishchina. V'soid neis nista shemulubash b'dachet teva v'soid hislabshus hadchur b'malchus, which is the soid of the hislabshus of the zocher enclosed and hidden in the nekeva. She shutfa po'elas l'man Hashem. In Chanukah, by Chanukah, where the Maccabim are fighting l'man Hashem, they're doing their best. They're making their istadlus in teva. That means that the kala is active. The kala is working. The kala is making her istadlus. V'zeh elyon le'ela le'ela mineis galui, from Hashem's perspective. You know, it's a lot easier for us to have just nisim, but as far as the tachlis of creation is concerned, neshama beguf, and Hashem's purpose in creating this world, that's much higher. When it's a shutfus, Hashem wants it to be him with the kala. He wants it to be a shutfus between above and below, a dir b'tachtonim, to have a home in this world. So that's much higher. That's that type of a miracle. V'zeh elyon le'ela le'ela mineis galui, a miracle that's hidden in nature. That means a yichud zoch and the keva. That's what Hashem wants. Husband and wife. Him, kutcher bichu and shechina. That's higher than open miracles when the kala is being flown off in the chassan's arms. That's not the tachlis. L'chein kol ha-mo'adim b'teilem chutz mechanical purim. Therefore, the Yushalmi, famous Yushalmi, is that all of the Yom Tovim are bottle, are nullified, are, will be nullified in the future when Mashiach comes. Chutz mechanical purim, except for chanukah purim, which means they don't mean, doesn't mean altogether, but it means they'll become secondary. The biggest Yom Tovim when Mashiach will come, chanukah and purim, because the whole tachlis of creation, zoch and nekeva. Vahainu, shelo osir lovo tis'ala ha-malchus le'ela, all that we're davening for, all that we're waiting for, all that's going to be with Hamelech, and when the Malka, when Knesset Yisrael is a worthy and strong and healthy bride, and we make our proper hishtadlus in improving and doing tshuva and so on, losir lovo tis'ala ha-malchus le'ela, the Malchus will ascend. That means us, Am Yisrael, the bride, will adorn herself for her chasen with mitzvahs, masm tovim, with tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, to be able to place the crown on Hashem's head. V'itnulcha keser melucha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at us, his kala, who has done tshuva and has made all the shtadlus she could make to be a good wife, and Hashem will look at us and say, "I eishes chayil ateres bala, you're my eishes chayil, you're the crowning glory of my head, the crown upon my head." When Am Yisrael, Mamachus will no longer be chosav, will no longer be weak and inactive. Then everything that was in the past that had to be like by Pesach, that it was just the Zohar doing everything, just Hashem, just Kutcher Brichu, Nisim, Shem Kolam Adam, because all the other Tovim are Yitzias and Shayim based. All the other Tovim, of course, are Hashem like blasting into our lives. Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuot, all Hashem, like the Zohar, totally taking over, and Malchus being very weak and saying yes, 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 but not really being active, not really contributing, just riding along with the Zohar, with the husband, with Hashem. That's all the other Yom Tovim. So now, when Mashiach comes, then Kol Mash, because all of those mitzvot chulavado, Shem Kol Me'adam, that's all the other Yom Tovim. Shohayu Pu'ula La'ela Bli Hanukva, which is all a Pu'ula from above without the Nekeva. Yizbato, that's all going to become like it's not, it doesn't mean God forbid, but it will be like it's not, it'll be secondary. Yizbato. Kikvar lo yiyye shaychus lamatzav shabu anukfu lo talbish yisadachu, because there won't be any more a lonely situation where the chasen doesn't have his kala and the kala doesn't have her chasen. It'll be together. Together means neis and teva. It means halal sholem. That's Chanukah. Lo yechag shemoira shefrat chulavada. All the other chagim, all the other yom tovim, as what is that we're asking Hashem, please, please, Rav Moshe, we can't do it. Can you do it for us? That's all the other yom tovim is really coming from that. Eli yichud sholem, halal sholem is for yichud sholem, chosna kala together. Bli hefse klal, without anything in between, without anything interrupting, stopping. Liat chur mashpil avado. It's not just the tchur by himself helping us and taking care of us and taking our kanf in the sharm and making sukkahs for us and taking us to Har Sinai and anochi Hashem elokecha. It's Chanukah is what? On the outside, it looks like tava. It means the kala is making her stylus. The kala is trained. The kala is making her stylus. She's healthy. She's strong. She's doing tshuva. She's working out. It's Hashem's Eishes Chayil, doing the best that she can. And now there can be yuchud between the zocher and the kever. And when that happens, so the zocher, very humbly and very modestly, is covered and concealed in this yuchud. So this is like all of this Svarma talking about, what is this business of Chanukah and Purim? Wow. Like, how did Chanukah and Purim make it like that? To be bigger than Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, bigger than Hashanah, bigger than Yom Kippur? How did Chanukah and Purim make it to such a place? To understand, even Yom Kippur, even Yom HaKadosh, mit alles, remember Yom Kippur is v'zarak di aleichem mayim tohareim v'atahir eschem kindloch. You ultimately, you're not able to completely purify yourselves. I'll finish. I'll take care of you. V'atahir eschem. There's an or of Yom Kippur that's an or of Yovel, an or mamish from Atik, from the highest place. But again, it's even though we try to do tshuva, it's never, ever, ever. It can never be as high as Chanukah and Purim. Remember what it says in the Svarm, it's brought down from the Ari HaKadosh, that Yom Kippur is only Yom, what? Kippurim. Or Purim. How could that be? Because sof kol sof, at the end of the day, that not to be mired in the filth that we messed up with the whole year, sof kol sof, it's Superman coming and rescuing us, pulling us out of the cesspool. Vada is Heshtadlis. It says to be true, but to start again, and that it should be not that our aveirus should become either erased, or should become like zochias, and the Baruch Shalom resets everything. Akash Baruch has a special inyan. That's what Ramat was explaining when he came the other day. That's a special inyan that the Baruch Shalom has, a special inyan that's called Yom Kippur, a special thing that's called tshuva. There's no such thing that you could make your life again. There's no such thing b'derech teva that you can erase the past. There's no teva like that. There's no teva to change the past. It's a nace. Yom Kippur is a nace. It's a nace. Rosh Hashanah, Yisrael Chazal say, is sitting and eating and drinking Rosh Hashanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eislo and Neis. There's a Neis. Forgiveness is Hashem's way of forgiving Am Yisrael, is a Neis. And therefore, even the biggest Averis, either they're not there or they become mitzvahs. It's all Nisim, it's Neis, it's Neis. There's no other explanation for it. Chanukah and Purim is higher. Yom Kippur is only Kippurim. Chanukah Purim, the whole Indian of Chanukah Purim is by way of Hislapshus in Teva. Therefore, it was a time when things were really bad, and most Jews were falling apart and drifting away, and you know all the Chanukah Purim Torah. I don't have to go through that. Everybody, all the Chanukah Purim Torah. Okay, to say that. So we know there's a difference between Chanukah and Purim, because Chanukah there was a sign we had with the Nes Hashem, which we'll talk about in a minute. So so we hold the dreidel from on top, and the Purim we didn't see Hashem really at all. So we hold the Grager from the bottom. So it was more So it was more betava. Chanukah, there was a little bit of more of a nais. Purim, there was no nais at all. So the grag is from the bottom, which is the kala, and Chanukah is the dreidel, which we hold from on top. But lamaisa, compared to all the other mitzvot, you can't even compare them. Both Chanukah and Purim are teva. The kala. And all of the things that happened in Shushan, all of the things, again, the strategy can be explained in Dechatava. And Mordechai had this great idea. And Rabbi Chatzal Yamli Yehudim Makamach, how did Esther get chosen? She got chosen, no? How did she find Chayin? Why did Hashem Baruch Hu? How did it happen that all of Persia saw such chayin in Esther, especially since Chazal say that the Chateva wasn't as beautiful as it sounds? So how did they all see such chayin? That the Baruch Hashem was working through the brains of these parsim, that they should see such a gewaldige chayin, she should be chosen to be... It's all Teva. It could all be explained by the Chateva. Why is it that Davke, that moment, Haman comes to plead for. He sees, oi, it's not going, and he comes to cry by Esther Malka, and then at that second Achshavosh walks, Hagam Luchmer Shemalki device. And how do you explain that at that night, Nodesh Nasa Melech, the king couldn't sleep. I'd like to take a look at the Divayom to see what's going on. Whatever happened to Mordechai? He did a toilet for me, he saved my life. Anybody ever do anything for him? No. And who's there? Happens to be a Hamazel, the Gamar Charvan Zochel. It's all. Can you explain each of those things that the king couldn't sleep and he remembered? Yes. Could you explain the Charvan is standing over there? And he says, oh, by the way, look out the window. You see the big thing over there, the big tree by Haman? Because he's gonna hang the one that's that saved your life. Yeah. Oh. And then he goes into to have a little bit of a schmooze. Hagam luchbeis amalki mabayis, and the whole thing is finished. Pnei Haman chafu, and everybody's excited and Purim leibedik. But the whole thing you could say is bedecha teva, but it's a slab because it's a slab of the zacher and the nekeva. V'hainu biyichud ad churva nukva yachd of mamish. The Neis of Chanukah was so hidden in Teva. Now, those who went to modern Orthodox yeshivas when we were kids, I remember that they would play this song. We had it together with the whole school. We would sing. Hein mechal da yakum hagibar go el ha'am shma bayamim ha'im bezman hazeh. Now that song, which is a Hanukkah song, it's a secular Hanukkah song. It's a Hanukkah song from the Chalutzim, from Jewish chevra who were not religious, who many of them were proud atheists, and they left God out of that. Hein mechal da yakum hagibar go el ha'am. Hein mechal da yakum hagibar. That in every generation there will be a hero, a warrior, whether it's Yehuda Maccabee or it's Jabotinsky or somebody else. Yakum Hagibor Go El Ha'am, who will redeem the people. So when we sang it in yeshiva, they put in a couple of words to make Hey Mechadoyach. I don't remember exactly what they put Hashem in. But the Mi Yimalel Gvuros, not Gvuros Hashem, Mi Yimalel Gvuros Yisrael Osa Mi Yivne Hein Mechadoyachum Hagibor Go El Ha'am. There's no God in the song. The song is written by people who didn't believe in God or said they didn't believe in God. So in yeshiva, it was a nice song because they could sing it in harmony. Shema b'yamim, Shema. So we sang that in yeshiva, except that our music teacher, Mr. Silverman's, so he put in Hashem, or somebody put in Hashem for the yeshivas into the song. But the song was without God. It was without God. So, Ashecholu ha-makabim, that the makabim, that's how the song ends. Ashecholu ha-makabim, that the makabim brought this about. No God. We fixed the song. That's what they put in. Hashem brought about. Hashem brought for the makabim. So they put in the word Hashem in the yeshivas when they sang it. Not chalalu makabim. Hashem lamakabim. But that's not the original song. The original song is from the chalutznikas, and they did it without God. She's by herself. Knesset Yisrael, there's no God. That's what they think. So of course with the Zocha, it's a Chasam Kala. The Maccabim were fighting hard. The Maccabim worked on Teva. The Maccabim were developed a strong army, and they were planning and strategizing. But it's all with the Dchura. Shua Shef Eloki Hayimalubish Besach Kach HaNikvah, which was enclosed in the Kach of the Nekeva. Shua Darche HaTeva, which is the way of nature. They Shneihem together Zoch and Nekeva Neis and Teva Nasu HaNiflos Yibchinas Yonasi Chamasi. Yonasi Samosi means my dove, my perfect one, which Chazal tell us is a hint. Altikri Samosi, my perfect one, my dove. Ella Teomasi, my twin. My twin meaning that we're twin meaning equal. Hashem takes us like equals, shutfus. Shanasi Yachta Gidrei Amchal. Look what Amchal says in Das Tunis, such a thing. Hashem divides the Hanaga between him and Knesset Yisrael. He divides how everything happens between himself and Knesset Yisrael. Liyosa shutefes imo that she's her partner, his partner, b'hashlomas habriya, in completing and perfecting creation, sheyiyahu yisbroch misakin mitzad echad, that mitzad the chosn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's his work, that's his tikkunin that he makes, v'hi mitzad acha, mitzad the kala, that's Knesset Yisrael, the beautiful kala, umina, and through Hashem, the chosn, umina, and her, and the kala yistayim hatikun hashalom will be the full tikkun. There'll be a bayis neman b'Yisrael. Minei umina, through him and through her, through Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, yistayim hatikun hashalom will be the complete tikkun. Samasi is what? My perfect one? Meaning the ones who perfect to umasi, my twin. Shutfim, we're partners. We're in this together. Umatzinu b'kosuv inyina ischabra hashpoa v'akabolo la'ashlomas and imtsos. We find in the pasuk in Yeshaya this shutfus, this combination of Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, Chas and Kala. We find this in the pasuk in Yeshaya and Chesiv Gimel. It says in pasuk, Af yodi yazda eretz, my hand has also laid the foundation of the earth. V'yimini tipcha shamayim, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. Kore ani aleihem, I'm calling out to you. Yamdu yachtav, so that they should stand together. In other words, I'm calling out to you, Knesset Yisrael, so that they should stand together, that the heavens and all creation should stand together. But it's only ani kore aleihem, I'm calling out to you. That, because Hashem says, it's me and you. Me and you, Nasa Adam. Shashamayim mashpiyim v'haaretz mekabelas. V'afal pichein shneim shkulim. Even, of course, Shamayim is the mashpiyah. And we're the kala that we're mekabel. But Hashem describes it in such a way, kilu shkulim. Twins. Chos and kala. Equal. Zekeze. Equal. Mitzad hashtolom hishtalein. Sorry. Mitzad hishtalein hametzius. Because the Mitzvah's reality, the world will be perfected, mibein shneim, only by the combined efforts. Al kenom remedrus and iskalel, fafal pichein, lo aniga dol mimena, lo higa dol mimena, that Hashem says a shocking thing that we wouldn't be allowed to speak such a way. Hashem says, fafal pichein, lo aniga dol mimena, I'm not greater than you, lo higa dol mimena, and she's not bigger than me. In Kufnun Tes, there's a Kedushas Levi, on footnote Kufnun Tes, he brings the loss from Kedushas Levi. All right, I'll do it quickly. If you have to go to Mincha, go to Mincha, and Maisha and I will finish it, and it'll be on the tape. Oid, Masar to Gibor Miachal Hashem, on the bottom of Tovkuf Ayin Beis, Kuf Nun Tes is Kedushas Levi's Lashon. You have it? We find descriptions that the Chashmonaim were very, very amazingly powerful, great warrior, very, very powerful people. You know, they were tremendous soul, tremendous gibor. So why is it saying? Why do we say in Alanisim, Masat Gibor Miyach Chaloshim? Who says Chaloshim? Chaloshim. They were Chaloshim. They were weak. But now, according to what we learn, we understand. Ella Hakavana, the Hayu Kolkach Tzadikim, the Tolun is Chana Machmas Gvorosim. They were such big Tzadikim, they understood that a human being by himself, of others, Cholosh. We have nothing. That's from our perspective, Choloshim. Rakmeis Hashem Hoysazos. It was all Hashem who gave us that. We tried. Who were the Machabim? The Yeshiva Bachim. Hashem is Bach infused them with that energy, and they became, or they appeared as Gibor. But they knew the truth. They knew the truth that on their own, what are we without Hashem? Chaloshim. The Zom Amram Chaloshim, Shayu Chaloshim B'daitam, in their own way of looking at themselves, Shayodu Shemachmosim, L'yinatzchurach Machmos, Ezra Hashem, they knew on their own, without the husband, without Hashem, they can't win. That's what a Jewish army has to think. That's how Jews have to think about our army. Chaloshim. Not parades showing off our strength. Chaloshim. In mechol agulais, lahaya pulas Yisrael vaka kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo yinotzach v'yachniach haklipas v'yipulas Yisrael omna begulas chashmonai uvanav, Kedushas Levi says, in the path Hashem just told us, all right, sit back, I'll take care of this. I'm going to take care of the goyim. Here, begulas chashmonai uvanav haya pulam Yisrael dosu mechoma. Here is the first time that Yidna mamash going like an army. So what? Therefore, there's a tremendous nisan. Are you going to, with your with your powerful army, with your strategies, with your soldiers, are you going to still believe? It's a big nisayon. When nisayon go to laham and shalop pol yado garb, that it's not just pol yado. It's not all what you're doing, the soldiers. It's coming, but Hashem, of course, it's our shutuf. It's from Hashem. On our own, we can't do it. Rechaloshim. There's no question. It's important to remind the Olam. There's no question that of course we need to have the Bat Midrashim of itself filled with the Yeshiva Baruchim and filled with the Talmid Chacham, aside whatever from all the different schools, Chassidim and Misnagdim and Svadim and Misnachlim, Mikol Achugim, Yeshiva is filled with Torah learning. There's no question. The only bad feelings come when the guys that are supposed to be in yeshiva not learning, but that the yeshiva should be filled and that we should have soldiers that are strong and healthy, and especially what if you have a soldier who not only is he strong and healthy, but he's also a ben Torah, he's also someone that's learned, as it was in days of old. May I remind everybody where the Talmid Chacham Dafka were the most successful warriors, remember David HaMelech, and so on and so forth. Well, that Tzrich and Istaklus Bebarihu Shemachim Sistaklusam Adoin Kol Roya Shahakol Hum Ita Shaydeis Kain Zochla Neis Malik and Eros Chanukah. The Ner Hu Or, the Ner Chanukah is light, which is a remez. Don't go to Mincha over there in the office. You should go to Mincha now. Remez Sistaklus Shemachim Sistaklusam Beboyrei Yodu Ke Hashem Hun Notzach Koyim Hashem. The light of the candle is when we look at the light of the candle, we remember, because the candle is the ruchnius, we remember, yeah, we taka fought well, we were good, it was good, we were very proud of ourselves, but we were on our own, chaloshim, gibor mia chaloshim, on our own. How were we able to do such a thing? How, rab miad ma'atim, how could we do such a thing? Zaydim miad oiskes resacha, yeshiva bochim, teres is Hashem who not taka fought. That's what the B'ditchva says, b'zematurits kushis turis, zorv ba'erachayim, lama ein oisin zerch latzals nefashis. That's why we don't make a special, we don't make a special zecher for the atzalos nefashos. We shouldn't think that we did it on our own. Well, if yaniskalam maturis da neiros who zecher gam came atzalos nefashos, because we have to look at the candle and remember it was Hashem who was behind the whole thing. Not that we were just good warriors and to make a special yontif that we won. It has to be that we won because of the candle. We won because of ourselves, but with the candle. If that candle wouldn't have been there, if that candle of Hashem's light wouldn't have been lit the whole time, forget it. That's the Pach Shemen. Shaydei Astaklus, when we look at the candle, the moon is Laner, Yadu, Shayad, Elokim, Us, Zazais. Like when we looked at the oil, we looked at the candle, we knew it was all Hashem behind the scenes. The Chasen inside the Kala. Lahatzil Navshem, Velei Ozel, Hem, Gerozam, Kedus, Zazlevi, Nedrushim, Vachanika. Unbelievable. Okay. Mr. Shem will continue by Seir Samechu.